Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, atrazine. Atrazine, the most used pesticide in America, has been found to cause male frogs to develop female reproductive organs and produce eggs and much more. The amount of atrazine is 3 times less than the amount of atrazine in the water supply. Atrazine was found in 94% of U.S. drinking water tested by the USDA. That's the United States Department of Agriculture. It's used in in large amounts in agriculture, atrazine. This is from Democracy Now, in reference to Brother Tyrone Hayes, a scientist at the University of California at Berkeley, who is, through his scientific studies, discovered the use of the herbicide atrazine may have harmful effects on the endocrine system. So that's the system that deals with your hormones and things like that. So, but when he tried to publish the results, the chemicals manufacturer launched a campaign to discredit his work. Hayes was first hired in 1997 by the company, which later became Syngenta. That's an agribusiness giant, to study the product atrazine. So the Syngenta, which is in Switzerland, hired, you know, I guess, Mr. Hayes as an independent study on the herbicide atrazine pesticide. Is used to the pesticide that is applied to more than half the corn crops in the United States, widely used on golf courses and Christmas tree farms. So it's reaching a lot of people, you know. So if you don't eat corn, you celebrate Christmas, you get that Christmas tree, you know, the real one, get you that way. If you golf, bam, you'll play on the golf course or you'll roll around the grass or whatever. And so when he found the results, Syngenta did not expect that. They say that the atrazine causes sexual abnormalities in frogs and could cause the same problems for humans. Of course, that created a problem. They refused to allow this brother to publish his stuff. I mean, hey, I'm making lots of money off of this. You're going to say something that's going to cut my money, right? Doesn't take a rocket scientist to kind of see why they wouldn't want him to do that. So a new article in the New Yorker magazine uses court documents from a class action lawsuit against Syngenta to show how it sought to smear Hayes' reputation and prevent the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency from banning the profitable chemical, which is already banned by the European Union. The European Union shouldn't be ahead of the United States in terms of protecting their people, at least around, you know, food additives and pesticides and things like that. So from the New Yorker, Syngenta, which is based in Basel, sells more than $14 billion worth of seeds and pesticides a year and funds research at some 400 academic institutions around the world. That's a problem right there. So when Hayes agreed to do the experiments for the company, at which time was a part of a larger corporation, Novartis, the students in his lab expressed concern that biotech companies were buying up universities and that industry funding would compromise the objectivity of the researchers. I'm paying you to do some research on my product. I want some results that are favorable towards me. That's what they're saying. So, you know, I'm going to go on. Hundreds of Syngenta's memos, notes, and emails have been unsealed following the settlement in 2012 of two class action suits brought by 23 Midwestern cities and towns that accused Syngenta of concealing atrazine's true dangerous nature. Okay? That's two class action suits in the Midwest, and based on Syngenta, that's the company that makes the atrazine, accused them of concealing atrazine's true dangerous nature and contaminating their drinking water. Stephen Tillery, the lawyer who argued the case, said, Hayes. Tyrone's work gave them the scientific basis for the lawsuit. So, you know, they try to discredit him in terms of, you know, his work. But this lawyer, Mr. Tillery, used his work as a scientific basis for the lawsuit. So the court recognized it, and the science community, apparently other people in the science community, recognize it as we go on. So now we have the toxic effects of atrazine on the reproductive system of male rats. Apparently, rats have a similarity to human beings in terms of the way their body functions and reacts to chemicals. You know, I've done other shows and they talk about how they use rats and for experiments. Anyway, the conclusion, the results suggested that relatively high doses of ATZ, which is atrazine, could exert reproductive toxicity of male rats. And so some key words were relating to atrazine were the endocrine disruptor. That's the hormones and things like that, right? And, you know, people get hormone shots, you know, estrogen give you more female characteristics and testosterone more male characteristics, right? Oxidative stress and reproductive toxicity. None of that sounds good to me. So, you know, disrupt my hormones, give me oxidative stress and reproductive toxicity is another word for poisoning. So Scientific American said women who drink water contaminated with low levels of the weed killer atrazine may be more likely to have irregular menstrual cycles and low estrogen levels, scientists concluded in a study. These types of changes to hormone concentration and ovarian function could potentially lead to problems with fertility, said Emily Barrett, a reproductive health scientist at the University of Rochester in New York. Hormonal changes also have been associated with great risk of certain diseases, osteoporosis, diabetes, heart disease, and some cancers. So, provocative thought. Throwing the question out again. Where do you draw the line between evil genius and greed and stupidity? Maybe this is just evil. We should be very skeptical about research that is financially supported by the industry it is conducting research on. If they are not objective, they cannot be ethical. So the guy's paying for, apparently Mr. Hayes went against the grain and didn't change up his research, didn't go back, do another study to support atrazine, which is caused him some problems in his life. So why is it considered okay to poison at a particular level? I'm just wondering. You know, okay, it might be certain things that's in the water naturally, that you might say at this level, okay, because we need water. But why is it okay to put that in something and at a certain level? And why is people, I mean, is that okay? Do we feel okay with that? And do we feel like we can't do anything about it? I mean, that doesn't sound okay to me. Is it for profit? $14 billion a year? Money talks. From the PAN, Pesticide Action Network. Atrazine found in water of dozens of Midwest communities. These ladies and from them two lawsuits came out from the Midwest. Rural residents and farmers urged EPA to ignore Syngenta's pressure. Follow the science. Listen to the science. Because these guys were disputing the science, saying, oh, no, wait a minute. You know, check that out again. Do that again. You know, just putting a wrench in it. Anything that would stop them from producing this pesticide. So it's in Minneapolis. Results released from water sampling across four Midwestern states, Illinois, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota, indicate that the endocrine-disrupting pesticide atrazine is still being found in drinking water at levels linked to birth defects and low birth weight. Syngenta one of the world's largest pesticide corporations, has continued to promote the use of the chemical despite growing concerns from independent scientists. Not just Mr. Hayes, independent scientists. That's more than Mr. Hayes. So that's 14, what's that, 14 billion? The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, right? Was supposed to be weighing the findings as it continues its re-evaluation. I'm like, what are the U.S., what is the EPA waiting on? You have all these independent scientists, you know, saying, you know, that this thing is harmful. We have even scientists that Syngenta hired, you know what I'm saying, that said, hey, this thing is you know, hormonal endocrine disruptor, turning male frogs into female frogs. And I had a friend of mine made a comment that some frogs are can do that. You know, they go from male to female, but not all frogs do that. But these frogs that we've been referencing to are genetically male. There's nothing about them that can turn into a female, anything like that, for anybody who's thinking maybe that way. It's a controlled situation, and genetically male frogs were, you know, changed into females, lay eggs, and with male frogs. So, from Ask a Doctor, the endocrine system is made up of the glands that produce and secrete hormones, chemical substances produced by the body that regulate the activity of cells and organs. These hormones regulate the body's growth, metabolism, the physical and chemical processes of the body, and sexual development and function. And they're saying that this atrazine is a disruptor of this. Okay? And, if, you know, and new studies highlight the link between low-level exposure to of atrazine to adverse human health effects, including cancer and altered development. Which, if it's doing anything to the endocrine system, I guess it would alter your development. So, Syngenta continues to influence scientific analysis of the chemical. That's a nice way of saying, I'm going to get the results that support me and me, you know, manufacturing and pushing my product out there in the use of my product, saying that it's safe and that these, you know, whatever they, them guys are saying, Mr. Hayes and that gang of scientists are saying is that's just something they came up with, or maybe something is skewed in their scientific process, whatever he did, whatever they're doing. They're coming up. They're paying people to come up with the results they want, or paying people to do things that they want to do in the trials that comes that produces the results that they want. And that's not scientific if you do that. So you got to go with the science. And if you go with the science, at least your experiment won't be suspect. EPA's independent scientific advisory panel concluded an 18-month review of the atrazine health and environmental effects. They pointed to suggested evidence of carcinogenic potential for ovarian cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, hairy cell leukemia, and thyroid cancer. Unfortunately, the EPA has been misled or ignored key findings, says Dr. Jason Ward, a scientist from the University of South Florida. He took a look at the industry-funded reviews of the effects of atrazine on fish and frogs, indicators of impacts on human health, and he found, I guess you know what he found because you know what we're talking about tonight, the industry-funded review misrepresented more than 50 studies, included 122 inaccurate and 22 misleading statements. Of these inaccurate and misleading statements, 96.5% seem to benefit the makers of atrazine in that they support the safety of the chemical. See, that's why you can't have, you know, That's like the police investigating the police, you know. That's not a good idea. You gotta have an outside investigator coming in, you know, to check that out. Somebody who's gonna be objective. Despite pressure from pesticide maker Syngenta, farmers across the Midwest are demonstrating ways of producing corn and growing food without relying on Syngenta's estrazine. So that's good for the farmers, you know, that, you know, that it's showing that they care. Whoever, whatever farmers that are doing that, hopefully that's a true statement. Audience, what's wrong with this picture? We have all these independent scientists pulling an alarm. Red lights is flashing. You know what I'm saying? Horns are ringing. And why is atrazine still used? It's banned in the European Union. It's banned in Switzerland, the home of the country. The industry of Syngenta, their home base is in Switzerland, is banned there. They can't use it there. They can sell it over here to in the United States. Are we guinea pigs here or something for the world? I don't, somebody help me out because I don't get it. The European Union has banned it. And I guess as I go on, nothing is far-fetched as a, you know, this thing affects the endocrine system and cause cancer. You know what I'm saying? Or turn male frogs, genetically male frogs, into females who lay eggs and mate. That's deep right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm going to go on. Statistics reveal our children are at great risk. Okay? Here they say, I said in the UK, incidence of childhood leukemia rose by 20% in one generation. Banned in the UK. Okay? In Canada, a prevalence of asthma increased by 400% in 20 years. That's a generation. That's about a generation anyway. I think a generation may be 30, maybe 40 years. But depends on what, you know, time period you're looking at. 1 in 10 children is now diagnosed with asthma. In the U.S., childhood cancers have seen a similar rise as that of childhood leukemia in the U.K. Autism spectrum disorder also increased by 600% in the past 20 years. Incidence of autism rose by 57% between 2002 and 2006 alone. That's a big jump right there. In the Netherlands, they saw a 400% increase in genital birth defects. So I know they can't use that in the Netherlands. PAN, Pesticide Action Network, again. They said, here's something, human exposure to atrazine is linked to a number of serious health effects. You know, what's going on with the EPA and the United States government? You know, European Union, right? That's the Union of European Nations, right? They say, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, this stuff harmful. You can't use it here. What's going on with the U.S.? $14 billion. They're getting a cut of the $14 billion? Somebody? So, atrazine interferes with hormonal activity in animals and humans at extremely low doses. So don't take a whole lot of this stuff. I'm going to go on, and you're going to see how atrazine is transferred in the environment. It alters the level of key hormones in rats and can delay puberty. In male frogs, exposure to atrazine causes a kind of chemical castration, causing them to develop female sex characteristics. In Mr. Hayes' experiment, like I said, you know, the genetically male frogs treated with atrazine develop female organs, produce eggs, and mated. there. Male frogs expose the atrazine is kind of chemical, causes a chemical castration, causing them to develop female sex characteristics. So it signals the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. That's deep right there. You know, that's some really deep stuff right there. So that's going to have an impact on reproduction. You have reproductive effects. Increased risk of miscarriage, reduced male fertility, low birth rate, increased chance of any birth defect, and higher incidence of abnormal defects. So, you know, in the Netherlands, they had the children, the genital defects. So, cancer. Elevated risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, and the president's cancel panel reported that atrazine has possible carcinogenic properties. That's the president's cancel panel report said that. Excuse me, I just butchered that. Timing of exposure may be more important than exposure levels. They said that the low levels of exposure during key periods of pregnancy may interfere with the healthy fetal development. I guess that happened in the Netherlands. The third trimester of pregnancy appears to be the most critical. Synergistic effects between atrazine and the other pesticides may also render health harms more severe. So other pesticides may even make it worse. So it's the atrazine in the drinking water. This is very, very important right here, you know. And I know I may sound like I'm on a soapbox and stuff like that, but this is very important right here because this thing right here is crazy. So atrazine is one of the most widely used herbicides in the U.S. It's found in 90% of U.S. drinking water tested by the USDA. I said that in the beginning. More often than any other pesticide, an estimated 7 million people were exposed to atrazine in their drinking water between 1998 and 2003. The highest level of contamination are in the Midwest, where they had them lawsuits, right? Where it's widely used on cornfields. Drinking water concentrations typically spike during the spring and early summer as rains flush the freshly applied herbicide into streams and into local water supplies. Right, the EPA's atrazine monitoring program shows that atrazine levels in drinking water can spike above the legal limit of 3 parts per billion in some U.S. water supplies. Although the EPA bases its limit on an annual average, not seasonal peaks, because the seasonal peaks are higher than the annual averages. The monitoring results reveal alarming levels of human exposure because of the seasonal peaks. Right. This is another analyst. They said that drinking water in 67 public systems had peak atrazine levels above 3 parts per billion, with one as high as 60 parts in Ohio. 6 water systems had an average annual atrazine concentrations that exceeded the EPA limit entirely. And these figures are not for treated drinking water. No, and these figures are for treated drinking water. Raw water supplies contaminated even higher concentrations. Oh, my God. So that could be your spring water. You understand what I'm saying? You can have this thing in your spring water. So atrazine in the environment, as I said, you know, Tyrone Hayes and other scientists have conducted research to show that exposing frogs to as little as 0.1 part per billion can cause severe health effects, including a kind of chemical castration. Atrazine exposure from contaminated surface water is also known to compromise fish and amphibian growth, behavior, immune function, and gonadal development. Hayes recently found that 10% of male frogs reared in atrazine-laced water turned completely into females. And yeah, that might be an answer to getting that operation if it works that way for humans. Instead of getting cut up, use this atrazine. You know, that's a sidebar thing right there. But They might be looking at that like that. Maybe that's why they're keeping it in water supply. Anyway, farming without atrazine. There are many viable ways of producing corn and producing food without relying on atrazine. According to recent analysts, dropping atrazine would result in yield losses of less than 1%, much lower than the industry estimates. They're basically saying these people don't want to lose less than 1% of their income. Farmers in states like Minnesota are using innovative production systems to raise corn without atrazine. Since Germany and Italy banned atrazine in 1991, y'all, it's 2018. Corn yields and acres of corn harvest have gone up rather than down. Farm organizations such as the Land Stewardship Project have documented many ways to reduce and eliminate the use of atrazine in corn production. So what's happening here? What's going on? You know, should be playing a Marvin Gaye song right here, because why does atrazine continue found in our water supply? Atrazine is a weed killer, primarily used in corn. It's the most common chemical contaminant of ground and surface water in the United States. So that for you guys with the spring water, I'm one of them. I guess a lot of people drink a lot of spring water nowadays. Well, it might have a endocrine disruptor in it. So, you know, it's a potent endocrine disruptor with ill effects in wildlife, laboratory animals, and humans. Now, I think I read somewhere where it said that we've lost the world 50% or 40% of our wildlife in the last 40 or 50 years or something like that. So I wonder if atrazine has anything to do with that. Atrazine chemically castrates and feminizes wildlife and reduces immune functions in both wildlife and laboratory rodents. So if you want to control the population, atrazine would be a good way to try to impact on that. Atrazine induces breast and prostate cancer, retards mammary development, and induces abortion in laboratory rodents. Again, population control. Studies in human populations and cell and tissue studies suggest that atrazine poses similar threats to humans. The peer-reviewed scientific studies to support these statements are summarized, and you can view them on they got a website you can view that on. Sorry, I didn't get the website, but you can just look it up. Look up peer reviewed scientific studies to support the studies concerning atrazine. Atrazine has been denied regulatory approval by European Union and is thus banned in Europe, even in Switzerland, the home of the manufacturer. So they make this stuff that's like banning heroin from South America, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, growing poppy seeds from Afghanistan. You can't grow that plant. You're going to ban it or ban the use of the product, it might be banned over there. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? This is crazy. This thing is so bad that the people, where they make it at? You can't sell it here. So I'm going to make something in Philadelphia, but I can't sell it in the United States. Atrazine may only increase corn yield by as little as 1.2% and not at all, according to some studies. The agri giant Syngenta, however, has very powerful lobby and spent $250,000 lobbying in Minnesota alone. What's that word lobbying mean? That sounds like you just pay for legislation. What do you mean $250 lobbying? Because those people just supposed to represent the people of the United States. So how would somebody up this greasing somebody's palm to get what they want? So they in 2005, to keep atrazine on the market there, that's what they did. They lobbied $250. That just means you paid money to keep it. With as little as 1.2% increase in corn, a crop that we consume less than 2% of, In a world where 20% of the population will die of starvation, it is incumbent upon us to become involved in the regulatory process regarding atrazine. You know, I say it's incumbent upon those people, those politicians, to do the right thing and for us to get them out of office by any means necessary. Public must play an active role in this regulatory decision. Atrazine is the second largest selling pesticide in the world, largest up until 2001. It's an herbicide weed killer used predominantly on corn, but also on crops such as, I never heard of them, this one, sorghum, sugarcane, Christmas trees. Also note, it is used in forestry after tree harvesting. Approximately 80 million pounds of atrazine are applied annually in the U.S., primarily in corn-growing states such as Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Illinois, India, Indiana, and Ohio. But significant amounts are used in all but six states. All right? Atrazine is the most common pesticide contaminant from ground and surface water. It can travel in rainwater. 500,000 pounds of atrazine returned to Earth in rainfall and snow in the United States every year. Studies in both the U.S. and Europe have shown that atrazine can travel as much as 600 miles from the point of application, contaminating even otherwise pristine waters, grounds, and stuff like that. Y'all heard that? The atrazine is something else. That's like chemical AIDS or something. I don't know. You know? Atrazine is highly persistent and remains in the groundwater in the U.S. during times of the year when it is not applied. Further, atrazine has persisted in groundwater in France, even though it has not been applied there for 15 years. Feel me? Thus, even if atrazine use were stopped today, everywhere, it would be another generation at least before the environment is atrazine. That generation could be 20, 30 years, maybe 40. Some people call it, maybe look at it 40 years generation, some 30, some 20. But it's going to be more than 15. So we have Houston, we have a problem. And it sounds like money talks and these geniuses in these houses, state houses and whatever, are being paid to help this country and other. I mean, these can't be the only people. And, you know, help people do what they want to do thanks to the American public, detrimental to everybody. Now, we care about our children, and, you know, this thing has no does not discriminate age. Doesn't care if you're black, white, Mexican, Chinese, Indian, Native American. Doesn't care who you are. It's going to do what it does to the endocrine system. It's going to, you know, do the same to you. So, you know, why are, does, or is the corporation able to just pay to have their way, you know? And we do that because they call it bribery. Why does this thing about lobbying? I don't really like the idea that people lobby. You know, you have something, they test it, see if it's good, and the politicians should be doing that, looking at the independent studies, all of them. And if they did that, they wouldn't pass this, any bills that allow atrazine to be in our water supply. If they knew anything about the European Union and what happened over there, it seems like people just not paying attention or they don't care. You know, you got to drink the water. It doesn't discriminate. If it's coming out of the sky, it can come on to your water supply. It can come onto you in the ground that come on, it's a no-brainer. This thing is getting around naturally. It's traveling through our natural environment, the rain and the snow. All right? So atrazine induces complete feminization feminization and chemical castration in male African clawed frogs. Feel sorry for them guys. Them frogs is taking a beating, even in the labs. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, they, you know, you a male, then you know you're a female laying eggs and having a baby by your boy. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But they seem to adapt to it, I guess, because they like to laying eggs and mating and stuff. So that's crazy. Atrazine exposed males were both demasculated, chemically castrated, right? That means your junk ain't working like it's supposed to work. Look, it might not even be looking like it's supposed to look. You know, it might be gone and completely feminized as adults. So that's like you had surgery, but nobody cut you. They did it through endocrine system, hormonal system. So it turns you into the males and the females chemically. I don't know. Maybe somebody's looking for a chemical way of doing that. 10% of the exposed genetic males develop into functional females that mated with unexposed males and produce viable eggs. That's deep right there. Atrazine exposed males suffered from depressed testosterone, decreased breeding gland size. So your breeding glands is, I don't know what a frog got. So whatever they using, you know, and like humans have penis, males have penis. So whatever a frog has, if he got a penis, it was smaller. Demasculized, feminized, laryngeal development, suppressed mating behavior, reduced supermatogenesis, and decreased fertility. So I guess that would happen if you're exposed to it. If you're a male and you're having a hormonal change into a female, you know, because you know, that's deep. That's some deep stuff. So they say keywords here: amphibian decline, right? That's population growth, right? Decline, right? Endocrine disruptor, hormone disruptor, pesticide, right? Which is atrazine, and sex reversal, which needs no explanation. Whatever you, the males turn into females, because the signals are, for some reason, it makes the male produce more estrogen. Atrazine can be transported more than 1,000 kilometers from the point of application via rainfall as a result, contaminates otherwise. I already said that. So it contaminates places in remote areas where it's not used at. So I think what I said, was that 600 feet? What was that? That's kind of implying even more. No, 600 miles. So that's, you know, that's saying a lot. And like I said, the clouds and the snow, that that can end up anywhere. More than 500,000 pounds of atrazines are precipitated in rainfall each year in the United States. 500,000 pounds of atrazine are precipitated in rainfall each year in the United States. That's a lot of atrazine. Atrazine. So, you know, again, you know, how y'all feel about, you know, this company being able to, number one, it's already been determined that it disrupts the endocrine system, which controls hormonal growth and growth of particular organs, and particularly the sex organs. How y'all feel about that? The European Union banned it, saying, whoa, you know, they had it. They must have had it over there because they had some problems over there. And they say, whoa, we can't use this. But here in the United States, they had lawsuits out in the Midwest. They usually, Mr. Tyrone Hayes, he sounds like he's from down in Projects too. But he's one of them smart dudes, you know, made it up, you know, boned up in the books, got his head right. and made something of himself in the science world anyway. Not just his evidence scientific review. There are many scientific reviews, and the fact that we have this big mega corporation trying to skew the scientific evidence, you know, it sounds like a crime has been committed, but no one is being prosecuted or pursued. You know how y'all feel about being poisoned with atrazine? You know, I'm not feeling good about it. Now, even when I drink spring water, I don't even know. But I'm going to keep watching. Make sure everything still looks the same. But it causes other things, cancers, prostate cancer, stuff like that. So you never know where things are coming from, but this might be a major culprit. So to avoid those lawsuits, you know, these guys are going to do whatever they can to avoid them. So they said some more studies talking about the feminization said that 90% of the atrazine treated animals, 36 of 40 appeared male at sexual maturity on the basis of the presence of whatever caused them the physical presence, so things that make them male. The other 10% of atrazine exposed animals lack visible physiologies that show that they're male. So they have nuptial pads on the forearms that had protruding called labia, you know, typical of females. So that has something to do with the the vagina with the human female. So they said resulting larvae were all male when raised to metamorphosis and sampled, confirming that atrazine-induced females were, in fact, chromosomal males. So they raised them up, and they had the babies, right? They raised them baby eggs up to be males. They raised them up. They confirmed that the atrazine-induced females were, in fact, chromosomal males. So I think I read somewhere where they said that the atrazine-induced male frog could only produce all male frogs. And let's see. But it sounds that way anyway because they're genetically males, even if they have female characteristics, I guess. Atrazine-induced females were, in fact, chromosomal. Yeah, they're saying that they were, their hormones were changed, which made them female, but chromosomally, XY and chromosome thing, if it hit with humans, they were chromosomal males. So that's deep right there. And that might be a twist to the whole thing about not getting that operation for people who have that issue of feeling like they are male or female stuck in a male's body. If somebody could find a way to change those hormones, you know, they can make a lot of money. It's already working with frogs and then some fish. In terms of the, we talked about the demasculation and in the decrease in the testosterone-dependent frogs, characteristics, and things like that. We have a caller. Welcome to Provocative Thought. Not trying to stop anybody from drinking water, but y'all should know something about what's going on with your water supply. Hello. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello, this is Q. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's terrible. You was talking about, you know, the chemical being allowed to be put in the water and everything like that. But we got a long way to go as far as, like, the government looking out for us. I mean, if that was in there prior to this administration, you know, that's horrible, because this administration right now is even worse than what was going on back at the time when this thing was allowed to get into the system, period. You know, this administration is undoing a lot of things that was done by President Obama to help, you know, protect the environment and stuff. They're allowed to do more damage than they were previously allowed to do. And
I wonder if they touched this.
I don't know. It's unbelievable what they was undoing already, and then to say that there was already something there in the works that was allowed to mess with our bodies, that's really sad. Yeah, they're already undoing the protection that was put in from the last administration. So,
well, it's gonna get worse, because Atchison is only one that. You know, the only thing I'm talking about tonight, but if it's atrazine, it's got to be some other things out there too. But how are the politicians, they're not even looking out for their own selves, their own families, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, how you let somebody grease your palm? Yeah, I mean, this is, like, you got to be stupid to let this guy do this. Because that's the same water that they're going to drink. The rain don't fall on them. The rain, they can't get out of the way of the raindrops. Rain's going to come down. The water's 600 miles? The thing could travel. If it's coming from the rain and the snow, then you can forget about it. You know what I'm saying? That's like nuclear fallout or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, except you ain't trying to get out of the way of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, yo, it's coming. It's not good for you, but you don't even know. You know, some people just open their mouth up, catch some rainwater. Ah, you catch rainwater off your house into a barrel. Got a barrel of atrazine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, you know, when do we stop, you know, people from being able to lobby? Or even the people that's passing it, like, you know, we need to clean house. Politically, because if you got the fox mining the chicken coops, and these fox don't even they got like half a brain. They're only worried about one thing, getting their pockets greased. Because why would you let the European Union, Germany and Italy banned atrazine in 1991. They banned it. So, I mean, this country could have, we don't even have to wait. We didn't have to ask Hayes to do nothing, really. They could have just said, Germany or Italy, what's happening with that atrazine over there? Oh, man, that's some bad stuff. You know what I mean? You can see. Now you can get this stuff. They ain't care about that. They don't care about nothing. They want to keep pretending that it doesn't do what it does. The guy can't even sell it in his own hometown. That's saying a lot right there. He can't sell it where he makes it at.
Yeah, but the six was in. He already lobbied or put his money in with the guys over here, and he just gave the green light and thumbs up.
That's right.
They do what they do with the global warming. They get a couple of scientists to say, no, that's not accurate, or something like that.
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah, it's the same people that say global warming isn't true.
Right.
Global warming is a rumor or something like that, or a democratic scheme to, you know, to take control of something.
But he can't even sell it where he manufactures it. That should say a lot.
Right.
I bet you they can sell cocaine and heroin in Colombia. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you had no problem selling that in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Legal or not, it's no problem selling it. But this guy has something. And that's another thing. It's illegal in Europe. Switzerland, I'm wondering if Switzerland is part of the European Union. Because if they're part of the European Union, why are they manufacturing something that they deem, you know, illegal, and they don't sell it over here?
Mm-hmm.
That seems criminal to me, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to look at the political process, like the guy was saying in the report tonight. We need to pay more attention to politics. If these guys are really doing things that are harmful to us and they don't care. We getting sick. You don't know why you're getting sick. You're having all these increase in asthma. We got a lot of asthma here. I see a lot of kids with asthma. Man, that's all over. I mean, there's a couple of kids had. Now, every other kid saying like he got asthma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these diseases, increases in these diseases and things like that, maybe because our hormones are being impacted upon by these chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We need to do something. You know, and this is to stop. The EPA needs to protect the people, and it sounds like we can't really depend on the EPA. Not
right.
When these giants show up. When these giants show up, it's out the window. It's like, you know, people's eating their palms greased. They don't care. Poison me, my family, and my family,
right.
My great-grandchildren. I don't really care. I'm going to get paid now. See, that's the attitude that I'm hearing, you know. You know, we have
Well, Trump cut off the head of the EPA. He assigned this guy there that was the worst critic of, well, one of the worst critics of the EPA. He put him in charge of the EPA.
Right.
So he's one of those guys that was just like, the EPA was saying, global warming. He's one of the guys that was saying, that's nonsense. You know, denying the science and all that type of stuff. So that's how he got somebody in there to undo all of these laws and everything like that that EPA was enforcing at one point. But recently he stepped down. He just resigned this week, so it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen. I assume he's going to get somebody else to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm, but he could. I guess he couldn't take it.
Yeah, he had a lot of criticism.
He couldn't take it.
Besides the fact that he was going against the science, he had a lot of criticism for a lot of his actions, such as a lot of unnecessary spending and things like that. You know, a lot of exaggerated expenditures and stuff that he couldn't really justify. The Republicans were also against his doing these type of things, so he got a lot of attention that way. But to me, that's more the reason why they got him out, more because of his spending habits and things like that.
Okay.
Rather than his doing of the protection.
All right. Hey, Q, we got 60 seconds left. Sorry that I cut you short, but I want to thank you for calling in. We have another caller here. Try to get you in. You got 15 seconds on 9042. Hello. Hello. Okay. I want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody for listening, and stay tuned on your own research. I'm going to encourage everybody to do your own research. Check this thing out. I'm just not talking to you. Look these things up. Remember, each one, teach one. I want to thank Retalk Productions for allowing me to host this show. And again, my callers and my listeners.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live. Thank you.